Well, Paul, what did you make of tonight?
In a word, rotten. That wasn't good enough. That wasn't. No, the standards we've set. We've got a lot of fans coming down long distance, and to turn that and wasn't good enough. I thought it was a nothing game. I thought that would get the game of football stoked. The way we were performing, that's a good side and deservedly up there and merit. But there was nothing in the game. But the penalty was a shocking incident.
Shocking in the respect that you don't think it was,
it was a penalty, definitely a penalty. But you don't need to raise your hands in the penalty box. When you do that, to be fair to Hope, he's held his hand up to it. He's admitted that he's pulled him.
It was at that stage looking like a 0-0, wasn't it? Yeah. Because both goalkeepers were pretty redundant second half, weren't they?
There was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. And as I said before, it wasn't a great game of football. And suppose from Mitch's point of view, at this stage of the season for them, they'll be trying to just get results. We need to get results as well. But probably I made changes for the right reasons because the lads, as I said before, Danny the sore back and the lads that have been performing in this run of games were dead in their feet. I expect better for the ones that come in.
Is it any excuse that when you make five changes that the players might not have been quite used to each other's movement and the passing and that sort of thing?
It shouldn't be, because they're all part of the same group. And that's you've got to have a squad that's going to be equal to the ones that get left out. That's the name of the game, the name of the squad. You've got to get a squad that's capable, same as each other. And that's the first time, as I said before, I've been disappointed in the last few months.
Yeah, that's really since, I think, Brighton, the last time you said that at home, wasn't it? That you said that wasn't good enough. And it has been a while coming, that, hasn't it?
No, as I said before, we over the last few months, we've been very good form. OK, we might not have won, but we'd always looked really good in certain aspects of the game. Said maybe the changes did play a part, but it's not an excuse. We should have been better than that. But as I said before, there's a nothing game.
With a little bit of fortune, you could have taken the lead first half, couldn't you?
Well, the goalkeeper's made two good saves. I thought we started the game pretty decent the first 15, 20 minutes. I thought we started the game pretty well. As I said, nothing in the game at all at half-time. And, but looking as if we're going to win or get back after the penalty, that wasn't there.
Do you expect the likes of Marshall, Gomez, Graham, that Lennon played 45 tonight, but do you expect those to be fresher and ready for Saturday?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully that'll be the case. I'd give one or two a break from the grueling schedule that we've had. And fatigue does play a massive part in a lot of games you play. And but that's why you have a squad.
Have you always been looking at this game tonight, Paul, as the one where you might have had to make almost wholesale changes to your team?
I knew after Saturday. The all the games were catching them. I knew it was going to be a matter of time before it did happen, and it caught them on Saturday. That's why this one, I think, we had to look at to change.
And has it just highlighted to you how much work there is to do here?
Huge. But I knew that for day one. I knew that. As I say, sometimes when you play games, you play your way out of a team. So some of them better look at themselves in the mirror.